I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A lot of scientific research has focused on what police tasers physically do to the body, but little has focused on how they impact the way people think. Now, a new study is seeking to change that. Michael White says one thing is clear. Police officers should carry tasers.
It reduces injuries among police and citizens. It de-escalates situations that could escalate into a use of deadly force.
White is a professor at Arizona State University, and what's less clear is how tasers impact the way our brains work. To that end, he designed an experiment where more than 100 people were divided into four groups. One group got tased while the other didn't. There's also the question of how physical exertion affects the way we think, so a third group was asked to reenact a scuffle with police by punching a bag and then getting tased, while the fourth group just punched the bag. Everyone also had to complete a battery of cognitive tests.
And we found that the people who received the taser exposure experienced more significant declines than the people who just punched the bag.
Overall, the people in the two groups that got tased had trouble with a test measuring short-term memory. After about an hour, cognitive levels in those groups returned to normal.
You know, this does raise some concerns for individuals who have their Miranda rights read to them within this one-hour window after arrest, especially because, keep in mind, we documented this deficit in cognitive functioning with young, healthy, well-educated college students. And the people who are tased in the real world are much less healthy. They're not as young. They're not as well-educated. They're more likely to be under the influence of drugs or alcohol, and they're more likely to be suffering from mental illness.
Going forward, White says the challenge for scientists is to try to better study how the brain responds to use of force and use things like fMRI imaging to get a better picture of brain function after a tasing. The research was published in the journal Applied Cognitive Psychology. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.